All right, member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. The artist is Ashley J. The song's called You Got Me. I've been a fan of hers for, going on several years now. And she is playing the wine gallery tonight as part of Laguna Beach Art Walk. And as soon as she's done taking a sip of water, we'll be able to talk to Ashley J. Hi.
Hey.
Welcome to our studios. First of all, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Did you ever think we'd have such, being a small radio station, did you ever think our facilities would be so rad?
This is really rad. It's quite beautiful.
Isn't it, though?
It's nice.
Well, you're here. You had about an hour to kill in Laguna Beach. Are you familiar with the area? And I don't know. What did you do for this hour?
Let's see. We walked down to the beach. It's quite nice.
Right?
It's like, 100 yards away.
I know. for our new listeners, we're a brand new radio station. It's been about 7 months on the air. We're on South Coast Highway and Pearl Street. And if you walk down, really just several yards down Pearl Street, you hit the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
so
right
we,
there.
Yeah, we get to see like the sunset every night from here. It's a blessing.
It's nice.
Like, I've worked for some big corporate radio stations, and this one's one of the nicest studios like I've ever seen. Anyway, Ashley J, originally you are from where?
I'm from South Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia.
And what brought you out to the left coast?
I came out for grad school, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's something we should probably touch on, because not only are you a musician playing a lot of shows down south, mainly right in San Diego.
Yep.
And you have a great record out right now. It's called Skies Apart, right?
Yep.
Yeah, tremendous record. It's produced brilliantly. Of course, we'll talk about that. But your day job is what?
My day job is a neuroscientist.
Neuroscientist.
Yeah.
So all day at, what is it, the Salk Institute, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're doing all kinds of interesting, what goes on? Studying the brain, really.
Yeah. So I study the brain. I study the visual system in particular.
But music is still your passion.
I love music. I don't think I'll ever give up music.
Do you ever think music would be like your full-time job, or you're just going to see how it goes? You're not going to pursue it full-time and just kind of take it like that?
Yeah, I've always kind of said, given the opportunity, I would absolutely go full time.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
But what
I
about
mean,
all your studies, Ashley J?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you're 24 and you get, these opportunities like this to come up. I was supposed to run an experiment today.
Oh, really?
And I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we're happy to have you here, especially playing the wine gallery a little bit later. This is the first time we're linking up with the wine gallery for Art Walk, so you're going to be in the courtyard downstairs. Couldn't pick a better day for it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to set up the PA and everything, and actually we're going to have wine tasting upstairs at the studio. Should be an interesting thing. And I know the community comes out to support the events that the radio station does, so people will come out, and I know Laguna Beach is going to fall in love with the music of Ashley J. So the record Skies Apart, how long has that been available to the general public? Because it's a good one. And I'm certainly a fan.
Thanks. Just over a year, actually. It was released on iTunes January 2012.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been longer.
Yeah, I've been playing the songs for a while. Uh-huh. And it was recorded about 2 summers ago, summer 2011.
Okay, and it was recorded where? And did you link up with any rad producers? Because the sound of the record is great.
Thanks. Yeah. I actually recorded it at home in South Jersey.
Did you really?
Yeah. Bought a mic, bought a USB input. Yeah.
It sounds great.
Yeah, we did okay. And then most of the magic came in when I met Michael Terry. I met him at Lestat's Coffee House in San Diego.
I don't know who that is.
For
the uninitiated, who is this person?
Yeah, he's a producer. He's actually located in Arizona, in Phoenix, I think. And I played a show with his son, who is a singer-songwriter. And he's a producer. And so after the show, he said, hey, if you ever need any production work. And at the time, I was just finishing up recording. And he said, send me your stuff. We'll see what we can do. And he was like super willing to work with me and gave me a great deal. And I think it sounds great. He added all the drums, all the piano, everything.
How many instruments are you playing on the record? Generally, it's just you and the guitar, right?
It's me and the guitar. I play a little bit of lead, a little bit of like kind of bassy stuff, and then also beatboxing.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you? I haven't seen the record in like a while. I mean, I've been hearing the music for a long time, but do you give yourself beatboxing credits in the liner notes?
Actually, I don't remember if I did on the back.
Right?
I haven't looked at it in a while. I don't think I do. Maybe. I'm actually not sure.
How did that happen? Because I don't picture you standing on the corner of Brooklyn rapping and beatboxing.
Yeah, not quite.
No.
I was in an a cappella group in college, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I was the main beatboxer for that group, and that's how I learned how to do it. And when it came time to make the album, I thought, you know, why not? Actually, a couple of them were one take, so I just did it, and I was like, well, cool. This sounds pretty good.
That's cool, because I'm not a musician or anything, but I understand that the recording process is, like, arduous and painstaking sometimes, and people go over like almost every single note and record over and over again. But you did a lot of that stuff in one take, huh?
Yeah, some of the beatboxing for sure. I think I was a little bit more particular with the vocals. Like, I would do those multiple times, sure. Or some of the guitar takes, but yeah.
So the record Skies Apart, who took the photo on the cover there?
Actually, I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's a photo from South Africa.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. And can you explain to our audience what the cover is, basically?
Yeah, so that's the most southern point on the African continent, and it's showing you know, how many miles it is to each of those places.
Is that Cape Town?
No, actually, south of Cape Town, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on the back actually is a picture from Italy. So, Skies Apart.
Skies Apart. I see what you did there. So is that the debut full length from Ashley J? Is that like the only record like available to the general public?
Yeah, that's the most full length I've gotten. So it's 8 songs. I had a record before that, called 20 Miles to Freedom that had 5 songs on it. But yeah.
And people can't get that?
Not anymore. I took it off iTunes. Okay. I still have some hard copies if anybody wants one.
fair enough. Did you bring some to sell as, you know, merchandise?
I did.
Tonight? All right. Again, yeah. Ashley J performing a little bit later. It is Art Walk here in Laguna Beach. The Wine Gallery doors are open. We are over the Wine Gallery on South Coast Highway and Pearl Street. Our doors will be open. We will be broadcasting live from the studio. Ashley J downstairs performing. So you have this record out. But you're very active on the interweb, it seems like. Oh, and your presence on the internet. Where can people find your stuff?
At ashleyjmusic.com is the most easy way to do it. But sure. Also iTunes and Amazon Music.
And they might find some videos that it seems like you just record from your home.
Yeah, most of the time. Right. I just sit in my living room. I usually hook up my mic so it sounds a little bit better. Yeah.
So what are some of the songs? I mean, you've thrown up some covers and stuff that I've seen. Just you at home with your YouTube camera or webcam or whatever. What are the songs, some of the covers that people could see you perform?
The one that's getting a lot of hits, actually, it's not a video, but it's a SoundCloud recording. I did a cover of Rolling in the Deep, which I do not have the voice for by any means, but somehow it got like several hundred SoundCloud hits, like 500 or something. Actually, it might be more than that. I haven't checked
lately. Was that like right when that Adele record was like blowing up?
It was a little bit after it, yeah. And somehow people thought it was decent, so I got a lot of hits on SoundCloud for that.
Right on. again, Ashley J in studio. I do believe I made you sign up for Twitter a couple years ago.
Yeah, actually, you're the reason I have Twitter.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're very proficient with it. And I imagine if people tweet at you right now, you'll tweet right back at them.
You should totally tweet at me.
And where can people find you in the land of Twitter?
I'm at
Twitter,
Ashley J. Thinks.
Twitterlandia. All right, so let's hear Move On. And then we're going to come back from our Pearl Street studios. And you do have a guitar. You're going to perform live. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just giving us a little taste of what people could see later on. At the Wine Gallery downstairs for Art Walk. Again, this is Ashley J off the record Skies Apart. It's Move On, and it's a good one. You're listening to member-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach.
I can feel it coming over me, feeling like the sea. I gotta get out of here. But it's getting so damn hard to breathe. You say we're fine, I disagree. Get out of here. Well, I never seen it crash down. No, I never seen it hit me so hard. Especially since it's been so long that we've been apart. But I gotta move on, 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 on. I gotta move on. Every memory of you is locked up inside of these walls. Uh-oh. And they're coming down. They're coming down, yeah. I see the places that we used to meet, the people that we used to be, and it all comes back around. can't escape the curiosity, wondering if we could be, if you came back around now. But I gotta move on, 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 on. I gotta move on. Every memory of you is locked up inside of these walls. And they're coming down, yeah. And they're coming down, yeah. But I gotta move on, 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 on. I gotta move on. Every memory of you is locked up inside of these walls. And they're coming down. And they're coming down. And they're coming down.
That's awesome. Ashley J, Move On is the song off the record Skies Apart, available right now. Ashley J is sitting across from me on mic number 3. Now, I imagine you told some people you'd be on the radio today.
I did. Yeah, I told a few people.
Yeah? Is there anyone you want to say hi to across the country who might be listening online or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure exactly who's listening, but there's surely some people back in San Diego, I think.
Right on.
I hope, maybe.
We hope so. any other shows to plug or anything like that?
I'm playing at the Ocean Beach Farmers Market on May 29th, which will be fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a good crowd. I don't know. Do you hang out in OB?
Shop for organic kale all the time at the OB Farmers Market, and it'll just be an added bonus to have music from Ashley J.
Oh yeah.
Do you have a favorite spot to play down in your stomping ground, San Diego, where people are attentive and dig on the music?
Yeah, I've been frequenting Lestat's Coffee House. They've got great sound, great audience, typically on a weekend night. You know.
Right. And that's so very much geared towards like your singer-songwriter type of artist, correct?
Yeah, they bring in some bands every now and then, but it's a lot of kind of individuals doing their thing.
Right. I would say it's kind of like a Room 5 or a hotel cafe up in Los Angeles, although I've never been to any of those venues. Right. But they call them listening rooms where people are pretty attentive and they're there for the music and not just to talk over each other and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before we rip into a song or two of your choosing in studio. If you were so fortunate to have, sell out the Hollywood Bowl and have Paul McCartney open up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
What would be my tour rider?
Your tour rider. Are you familiar with the term?
No.
Oh, you're not.
Why?
Oh, fair enough. I ask the tough questions here, Ashley J. I guess a touring band, when they hit each city, they are usually asked what they want in their dressing room. You know, I heard Brandon Boyd from Incubus must have an ab roller.
Okay, like green M&Ms or something like
Correct.
That.
Correct.
Okay.
What would Ashley J want backstage before that big Hollywood Bowl show?
I'd have some really good Italian gelato.
Oh, that sounds
backstage.
Great.
Yeah.
And how would that affect the voice? It doesn't affect the voice
at
all?
I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't be so good.
No, I don't know.
You know, I'd be so happy. I don't think it would matter.
Are there any tricks? Have you ever been on stage and the voice just goes out?
Yeah, that's certainly happened.
It's happened to me.
Or
on
like
the radio.
It'll break, you know.
Really?
Not so good.
It's all right.
It happens.
But you win them over with your charm, my friend.
Yes.
Yes. Ashley J in studio. We are member supported KX93.5, a bright, shiny new toy here in Southern California. Member supported means just that. You could donate to the radio station. You can become a member. It's all a tax write off. You can keep the dream alive. We're taking FM back to the glory days. I think it's borderline admirable work what we're doing here. Independent radio, community-oriented radio. And thanks for being on board, my friend.
So happy to be here.
So happy to be here. What's one record that you can never part with? The record that you always need the physical copy of, something that you would never lend to a friend, something that you would never sell to Music Trader. What's your Desert Island Disc question?
Oh, good question.
For Ashley J. Rather than asking you who your influences are, like, that's what I want to know.
I think the very first Jack Johnson album, actually, I've listened to that album so many times. And his first album is incredibly raw, and it's really nice. It sounds like a trash can banging in it. It's like, it's nothing like his new stuff, which is very electronic and still pretty cool. But
But that, that first album. Jack Johnson stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Brushfire Records, if you are listening right now, Ashley J is an unsigned artist, very talented. She's going to perform a little bit later. We're trying to get Matt Costa on board, speaking of the Brushfire Records label.
That would be awesome.
I think he's like right up our alley, beachy vibe, super chill.
Absolutely.
Type of thing, bonfire music. Okay. can you give us a little taste of what people could experience a little bit later at the Wine Gallery? Again, you're performing. We're obligated to be there from 6 to 8 p.m. You know, coffee house, wine gallery type events. You know, you've been there, done that. So you have really an arsenal of music, a back catalog of music, which just is, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I forgot where I was going with that. I think I had a a follow-up question, but it happens. Yeah. Sorry. So what do you want to perform for us first?
I have another song off the album that I was going to play for you.
Right on.
So this one's called Fly. And,
is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this song? Can you give us a backstory with this record?
Yeah, there's a little backstory. I wrote the song just as I was graduating college, and me and a few friends were kind of, you know, up in the air about what we were going to do next, and I had gotten rejected from a few schools, so I was feeling a little down, and we were all kind of just frustrated by this feeling of having a lot of potential that no one was tapping into and that we were trying to figure out what that next step was. So
I think people could relate to that in any field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's trying to get into school or breaking into the music scene or anything.
Absolutely.
All right. So this is Ashley J live in studio. Thanks for doing this, by the way, with little to no sound check and using the existing mics we have here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But again,
I trust you a lot.
KX93.5 Laguna's only FM.
Well, if you don't need me, then I'll find someone that will. And if you don't want me, then I'll find something that will. 'Cause I'm gonna fly higher than you know. And I'm gonna fly higher than you know. And if you don't think that I'm cute, I'll find someone who does. And if you don't think that I'm good enough, well, maybe it's all because I'm gonna fly higher than you know. And I'm gonna fly than you know. I may not know how, when, where, what, and why, oh, but I'm gonna fly. I may not know how, when, where, what, and why, oh, but I'm gonna fly. I've got a simple proposition, would you come have some coffee with me? Just a simple proposition, would you come and have a cup with me? I thought over cream and sugar we could look at all it could be. If the world were easy and life were just an ordinary cup of tea. 'Cause you're gonna fly higher than you know. You're gonna fly higher than you know. 'Cause if we spend our lives talking to the mirror, who are we gonna be? We're just criminals and losers longing to be free. But we're gonna fly higher than you know. We're gonna fly higher than you know. We may not know how, when, where, what, and why, oh, but we're gonna fly. We may not know how, when, where, what, and why, oh, but we're gonna fly. Thank you. don't believe in me, I'll find someone who will.
That's really good. KX93.5, that is Ashley J live in studio performing right in front of my face. Excellent.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. again, what was that song called?
That was called Fly.
It's called Fly. It's off the record Skies Apart, available right now. If you show up at the Wine Gallery, you do have the record available. And I do think Laguna Beach is definitely going to like you. You could go ahead and drink your drink if you'd like. Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, hey, singing, it takes a toll on the voice, I imagine.
It really does.
Right?
Actually, not really.
What do you like in your coffee?
I like soy milk and sugar.
I was listening to the lyrics in that song.
Oh. Yeah, soy milk and sugar.
Soy milk and sugar. What kind of, again, that's totally off topic. Sorry about that. What type of music were you listening to growing up? Like, what were your folks listening to?
Oddly enough, my folks listened to a lot of, like, country and Christian rock music. So they weren't really, like, super into music or anything. So I don't think I got a lot of music influence from them.
Did you have older siblings or anything to show you kind of what was out there and what was cool?
No, I'm actually an only child.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's cool. I can't relate. There you go. Chris from the Wine Gallery actually just walked in with, like, a case of Argentinian Malbec, I believe is the term. Are you a wine connoisseur? Or do you enjoy drinking wine from time to time?
I do enjoy drinking wine,
right,
yeah.
Well, this is the first night we're doing it. Again, complimentary wine tasting upstairs and then music from Ashley J. Downstairs in our courtyard. And Chris is really rad. You're going to meet him. You're going to meet him soon doing his thing at the Wine Gallery downstairs. So you have your guitar here. By the way, that's a beautiful guitar. And that's your go-to instrument. That's the music instrument that you write on and everything and perform with.
Yep.
That's a beautiful Taylor.
Thank you.
Right? And Taylor is aren't they a local?
Yeah, they're in El Cajon.
Right? Aren't they though? Have you ever been there?
I haven't.
No, I always wanted to show up at the Taylor Factory.
You can go. I imagine, they give tours, yeah.
I imagine it's like the Wizard, not the Wizard of Oz, but like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's true. I went to the Martin Guitar Factory actually.
Oh, where's that?
It was a bit like that. I felt like I was behind the scenes where, like, I shouldn't be.
Right. You know, you're behind the curtain. Pay attention. Don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Ashley J in studio. Again, that was another weird thing out of my face. KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM member supported. Do you have that beautiful Taylor guitar? Can we get another song out of you before we walk downstairs to the Wine Gallery?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, what did you want to play now?
I have a new song that I think that I'm going to play. This will be the first time anybody's ever heard it outside of my living room.
Score!
It's not online. It's nothing.
So when you play in your living room, do you generally have friends around? And who are these friends that you test the music on?
Yeah. Catherine, who's sitting here in the studio, was in the room for this particular song. She's the only one who's heard it, actually.
Sooner or later, we'd have to acknowledge you. You are in the room. But I'm not going to turn your mic on. It's just me and Ashley J this time. Thank you so much for being here. This song is one that you test out on your friends
from
time to time, and now you're playing it live. It's the KX93.5 debut. So hold on, this is totally stripped down Ashley J in studio. Do you have aspirations to record this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah, I have a few new songs that I've been working on a little bit, and I'm thinking, like, next year I'm trying to put together another album, doing a similar kind of home studio recording, maybe send it off to be mastered.
Cool. Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing, like, a Kickstarter campaign type of thing?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it a little bit, particularly as I try to, you know, continually make my music better and better. Absolutely.
There you go. Yes?
I don't know. I was going to say it's on the table for this next album, doing something like that.
All right, cool. Well, would you mind ripping into that song now?
It's, yeah, absolutely.
Again, KX93.5 exclusive. And again, if you missed the first half of this interview / in-studio performance, you know, all our audio is on demand online, kx935.com. On the podcast section, see, I told you off the air, I'm all about creating content. I want the record labels to know they could come here. We could generate rad content, whether it's a in-studio performance, viral video, whatever. So we're going to share it on all our social networking a little bit later. And I hope that's okay.
That would be awesome.
All right, and I'll tweet at you, and hopefully you could tweet right back at me.
I will so tweet at you.
All right, thank you very much. Ashley J., whenever you're ready, live from our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
was kneeling in a pew the first time I realized the making of each corner of my mind. Carefully arranged by the people who came before, but with further inspection falling to the floor. But I found in time each corner was clay and could be refined. But with the blueprint gone, I slowly lost my mind, not knowing where to lay the lines, not knowing where to lay the lines. In my 10-year-old mind, it was the devil creeping in, but 24 is where building begins. In an empty lot underneath the stars, shadows of broken promises and poorly hidden scars. But I found in time each corner was clay and could be refined. But with the blueprint gone, I slowly lost my mind, not knowing where to lay the lines, not knowing where to lay the lines. Starts with this. It was there all along, but slowly had to surface. And it starts with now. And we work back, and we work back to how. And we work back, and we work back to how it started, and we work back, and we work back to how. And it starts with this. It was there all along, but slowly had to surface. And it starts. Work back, and we work back to how. And we work back, and we work back to how it started. And we work back, and we work back to how. And we work back, and we work back to how it started. And where it started, and why I lived within the lines.
I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. But that was awesome. Ashley J live in studio performing live from our Pearl Street studios on member supported KX93.5. Just a little taste of what we're going to get a little bit later at the Wine Gallery, live music in the courtyard, wine tasting upstairs, and of course everything cool that goes along with the Wine Gallery here on South Coast Highway and Pearl Street. Ashley J, anything you want to say to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far or your mission?
Oh, man, I don't know. I always have trouble describing my music because I feel like it's kind of a blend of a lot of different artists.
Right, so again, let's say I'm one of those silly people on the street, I say, oh my goodness, you're a musician, you're playing Lestats a little bit later, what type of music do you play?
Yeah,
you tell these people?
I usually say chill acoustic rock / folk / jazzy something.
Right on.
I don't know, it really depends on the song and the atmosphere. I tend to play, you know, more towards whatever I feel like the atmosphere is like.
Well, you told me the one record you would never part with is that early Jack Johnson stuff, and I do believe that that says it all right there.
Yeah, I do love early Jack Johnson. I think that I'll tell people that my music is like Jack Johnson because that's kind of like chill acoustic rock. But I also love like Ani DiFranco and stuff like that, and try to like also infuse my music with a little bit of that edge. Maybe not so much, but a little bit of it.
Well, Ashley J, we are on board. I mean, you know, I'm a fan. It's been a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I try to get you in the studio when I had a show down in San Diego, and we booked you for the show. And they went ahead and canceled the show.
I know.
They canceled my special. I know. So too bad. So flash forward till, you know, to now. And we got you playing downstairs at the Wine Gallery, beautiful Laguna Beach.
It's great. It's
awesome. So
worth the wait.
Thank you. We're here for you. If there's anything you ever want to promote, if there's any new music you want to test out, if you have a new record that's ready to be completed or whatever, floated our way. We'll rip into songs on the air, you know. Whatever you want to do, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so
much. All right. So again, you got records available to the general public online and at the Wine Gallery a little bit later. But again, your website real quick.
It's just ashleyjmusic.com.
All right. You're friggin' awesome. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll see you soon. KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.